And now, it's time to sit back and enjoy the Two True Freaks Internet Radio Broadcast.
All right. Just like a Star Trek movie, we're driving around to the Beastie Boys. Yeah, that's where we are at fucking society now. We are heading out to the suburbs. The suburb where Wendy O. Williams was born and raised.
I prefer to call it Xerox Land.
Who else was? There were, like, Webster has just produced a lot of fucking weird shit.
Well, it was, who's the other punk rock chick?
Oh, yeah, Lydia Lunch.
Yeah.
Lydia Lunch. And also, the filming spot of Fear No Evil.
Oh.
A horror movie that was half filmed at the Webster High School and half filmed at Bolt Castle up in my neck of the woods.
Wow.
I was a little kid when they were making it, and they were trying to get extras to play the living dead being roused by the son of Satan at Bolt Castle. And my parents wouldn't let me. The bastards.
Speaking of which, they're playing George Romero movies finally on Zanguli.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What, like Dawn of the Dead and stuff like that?
Yeah, it was on last week.
Yeah, but is it all chopped up to shit?
Well, I mean, they actually try to keep it as much intact as possible.
Yeah.
I mean, they do, because it's on cable. It's not on network television.
I'm sorry, though. I'm not a big fan of Sven Gulli.
Oh.
I don't know.
Really?
Yeah.
You don't like Elvira?
Elvira's okay. Elvira's still just a shadow of what a real horror host is.
Oh.
I don't know. I don't like fucking... these are hot takes. I don't like Joe Bob Briggs. I think he's garbage.
Yeah.
He's a good writer. But when I see him introduce it, you know, they're all, I don't know, the whole, like, horror host stuff, and, like, I don't know, and I also, like, I've never seen a George Romero movie cut.
I don't think they cut it, I didn't see it.
Oh, there's F-bombs and stuff in Dawn of the Dead and
well, Day of the I mean, Dead. They can edit it, it's as far as just put a loop on it.
Yeah. Yeah, no.
Bloop, bloop. Yeah. But, yeah. Okay, hot take, corny. Right off the bat here, it's like Beastie Boys get you all riled up.
Yeah, well.
That'll save you.
A lot of it ties into my biases against, like, tattoo culture.
Yeah, but that has nothing to do with Zanguli.
Yeah, it does. It's 100% Zanguli.
Zanguli
comes from the same world as rockabilly.
Oh, no.
And tattoos and bad.
Boy, oh boy, you're really generalizing. But
yeah,
anyways, we'll talk. Take that off the air.
he's not even the real Zanguli.
Yeah, after 30 years.
Yep. That's right, you retire it.
Oh, I think he's done a good job with it. Because it's fun. It's fun, and it's not just tattoo people that are into it. It's a lot of people.
Oh, I know that. I know that. But that's where, like...
Because it is hokey. That's the charm of it, is the hokiness. You're not into hokey.
I am into hokey, but...
It's got to be old hokey, like Enoch.
It's got to be the authentic thing. The appeal of a horror host is every town had their horror host.
Right.
Every TV station had their horror host.
Right. Back in the 50s.
Right.
70 years ago.
Right, a cable channel. Right, yes. But there still are local TV channels. They don't do local productions anymore.
There's nothing.
So,
yeah,
it's a thing of the past. So it's, when you see Sven Gulli on, you know, I don't know what network he's on, but it's like cable network.
MeTV.
Yeah, you know, when you see Sven Gulli on MeTV, it's not the, it's a reproduction of a organic thing. It's me, you know. I don't wanna yuck other people's yums, but like, you know, it was like a local, like usually some local theater guy, or the local weatherman that just has a bee in his bonnet and is a little weird, so they give him the horror host thing and stuff. Like, the furthest I've gone to loving something that wasn't an authentic horror host was the, like, SCTV when they would do, I can't remember the name of,
Well, that was a parody.
Right, right, exactly. And that made sense to me.
But he doesn't even do horror, I mean, he dresses up horror host, but he really tells you all about the actors and what they did and who they were and what they were in.
Yeah.
And all that stuff. I mean, there's a lot of that, as well as skits and stuff like that. It's not just like...
No, he's doing what they did on those shows, but it's like a tribute band.
Oh, he's like the last of a breed, is what he is.
He's a copy of the last of a breed. That breed died. That breed is gone.
Well,
and you know, if it's, I also, hot take, I don't like MST3K.
That's okay.
I don't like it, and like I will not watch. I'll watch it, and it's the people who do it are very funny. And I've seen MST3Ks and riff tracks that, like, have literally almost fucking killed me. They were so funny. But at the same time, like, I can't watch a movie on MST3K unless I've watched the movie.
Where's she going?
I don't know, but that's like, she's like a ghost from the 70s. She was killed in a car accident down the road here, and now she's hitchhiking.
We're not picking her up.
No! We'll pick her up, and then 5 minutes after we pick her up, there's nobody in the back seat. We have a little, nice little conversation with her where she's just like, I'm just going to meet my parents, and blah, 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 and then...
And I'll just look over, and she's like, did you say something?
And she's gone, yeah.
She's like...
It's a large Marge situation there. But yeah, there was like a red-headed hippie girl in a tank top walking down the street like hitchhiker style. Just not something you see these days, you know. It was just like
the start of an 80s heavy metal video.
Or a 70s horror movie with a hitchhiker getting picked up by a creep. But yeah, I can't watch MST3K unless I've seen the movie before, because I think just knowing how hard it is to make even the worst movie in the world, I think it's disrespectful to see someone's work of art just as something getting ripped apart before you see it actually. Although I am watching a movie for a podcast called Slugs that was filmed in Lyons in Madrid. Half in Lyons, New York, and half in Wayne County.
I thought you were talking about Lyons.
Did we ever play in Lyons?
Yes.
I knew we did. Yeah. I knew we did. Was it Hayseeds or Peachy?
No, we played the Lions Peppermint Days.
The Peppermint Days. I knew it was a something days.
And you had lost your voice and serenaded everybody with Octopus's Garden.
And that was it. I thought that was at the Pike and the Asshole show.
No, you did it there, too. Same thing. I like to be... under the sea.
I was trying to do my Louis Armstrong. But last week, how did everybody like the premiere of our end title theme? I think that's going to be our end title forever now.
Well, there you go.
We got the Sanford and Son for the beginning and WKRP 270s sitcoms that I love.
Plus, you got a pee break song in the middle.
Yeah, the pee break song, that is a Two True Freaks favorite. That was recorded. I had a little iPod Touch that I bought for my roommate, and it had an app on it where you could just sing anything in it, and it would auto-tune it into a song. Uh-huh. That's what that was. I just sang into it and then played a little thing on my I'm going to put it together. Okay, here we are. Here we are. Oh, God. He's got already got the fucking old humper guys.
Yep.
We say as we pull up old and getting ready to hump.
What do you mean getting ready?
We're not humping yet. We're not even in the driveway. All right. We got to go hump, guys. It's humping time. When I say hump, I mean hump. Morning in Webster, New York. A peaceful town, unaware it's about to get humped to death. And that's all, folks. Ladies and gentlemen, the Reverend Fred Lane. Well, here I am completely wrong. We're riding in and Johnny's like, oh, there's a place with comics and collectibles. And I'm like, in this one specific suburb. And I'm like, that always sounds good, but it never works out good. Well, guess who is wrong? Me! The guy was just, I mean, like, I was looking at people going, this is $5. He's like, oh, no. And all that stuff there's free. And just piles of, I love magazines. Piles of magazines for $1 a piece. It's like fucking
magazines that we like.
Yeah.
So, truth be told, and I actually know him from the comic store I used to work at. He used to come in all the time, either dealing stuff or vice versa, buying stuff. And, yeah, he's a dealer. Unfortunately, I can't remember his name. It's an odd name, too. It's like Cornwall or something like weird like that. But
Professor Harvey C. Cornhole.
But anyways, yeah, I went to his sale a couple years ago, and he actually was doing that Empire Comic Fest a couple years ago, too, but he stopped going just because he keeps on selling his stuff too quickly, I guess. But, yeah, he sells the good stuff to the right people, but he's got lots of other stuff he doesn't know what to do with, and that's where we come in.
Yeah.
The opossums, the vultures of the collectibles world.
But, geez, just, I got a Warren Sword and Sorcery magazine.
That one's cool.
That one's cool. I don't even know what publishing company it is. Shock, Chilling Tales of Horror and Suspense. With a stamp on it from 1970. The Marvel Preview presents Star-Lord, number one.
Well, it's not number one. It's
number 14.
Marvel Preview, number 14.
I got a bunch of heavy metals.
I'm keeping you on the straight and narrow there, Radnick. That one looks awesome.
This is like a an obscure underground or something.
Yeah, or something.
And, yeah, I'm wondering, this is probably like 80s or 90s.
80s.
Wild Critters, 1991.
Nice.
Yendel Books Publishing. Books spelled B-O-O-X.
Correct.
Free Enterprise with the Star Trek cult Bonanza from Outer Space. But I thought at first that this was a fanzine of Star Trek because it was Free Enterprise. But it's no, the magazine that makes you money. It's a entrepreneur magazine from the 70s.
Entrepreneur.
More heavy metal, lots of 90s heavy metals. Comics Lit magazine. Never heard of that. Tandra. Book 11, Link's Story. Another looking like it's a underground independent sword and sorcery. What year? 1992. More heavy metal, an old role-playing game from 76 from some off-brand company, an issue of A Distant Soil, which I've been reading about for years, how good it is.
And I got the first three issues of that in my stack.
And like a trade paperback of Star Trek Who Killed Captain Kirk by Peter David, the late the recently late Peter David.
I know who killed Captain Kirk.
Who killed Peter David? That's what I want to know.
T.J. Hooker.
Oh! Cheeseburgers killed Captain Kirk. That's what it was. Anyway, what a great garage sale. Lots of nice little trinkets there, too. I'm a little low on... I got to re-up on my money after this week, so... Otherwise, I probably would have bought a lot more. Those glass clowns, the one glass clown that he wanted $15 for was probably worth it.
Yeah, I sent a note to the executive producer being a glass blower to see if it was worth it. I could come back and grab that if I want to.
The thing is, it's probably worth money. I wanted it for my house. It was just a fucking freakish looking...
She might want it for her house. That's why I had.
Yeah, yeah. It was just very unique and fun.
Well, we took a picture of it, so you'll get to see it on the Discord page at the very least.
But there was probably a lot of stuff in there I could have bought in flips, but I just didn't feel like rolling the dice, and I was in a fugue state from having this stack of comic magazines that I got for under $20.
Yeah.
I got $15 for 15 of them. It's just ridiculously, awesomely priced. And I will probably sell none of them. I'll probably keep them all. Unless something's like...
I'm going to sell a few of mine. There's a couple of Marvel ones in there. Like Punisher Magazine, number 3. There was a Spirits of Vengeance magazine in there that's also pretty hot with Ghost Rider getting a potential new movie. What else? I can't look at what I have because I'm driving right now. There's a couple of fun things in there. I got like 11 or 12 of them. I got that Wonder Woman hardcover book.
I saw that when we came in.
And then I got that, what was the name of that zombie horror book? Zombie Stories.
Yeah,
that was pretty cool trade paperback.
There was a whole time period where there were a lot of, like, books of famous horror authors writing zombie stories.
Yeah, this is a collection of all those for one shiny dollar.
Yeah.
Can't beat that with a stick.
No. Ended up being my big purchase last week? The Land Before Time storybook.
Yeah.
Of all the stuff I bought, that was the only one that was really worth anything.
Yeah.
That Harry Potter book's worth like $30 that I got.
I thought you were going to say your plus size model.
The plus size model has got to be worth about $100. It ain't leaving my house, man. I put it on top of my speaker.
Yeah.
My stereo speaker, and it just is perfect.
What did your roommate think?
It's perfect. Oh, my God. Well, you know... My roommate's too cool for school, so when I come back and I go, I got some good stuff to show you, she goes, oh, because I'm taking her away from her Candy Crush game, and, what, let's see, and then I whip that out, and she's just like, oh, and she's like, grabbing the butt, it's set up so if you're walking into our basement, you can just come around the corner and just sort of slide your hand.
Easy there.
Hey, what do you get a plus size mannequin for if not to put on top of your speaker and grab its butt as you walk by?
Yeah.
I'm going to make everybody grab its butt for good luck. Even people who aren't butt grabbers, they'll learn.
Butt grabber?
They'll learn.
Butt grabber! Those chalk banks aren't worth too much, but I barely paid. I paid pennies for them.
Yeah, they were like, what, a quarter or whatever?
Yeah, a quarter a piece.
Yeah, that guy was...
So if I sell the pair for $10, then I might make $5 on it.
That thing he gave me for free, that print of like a grandmother...
Yeah.
That woman is a famous artist.
Yes.
She started at age 66, started drawing for the first time, and by her 80s, she never sells anything. All the, like... That print was made for a charity, and it's autographed by her. And I can't remember her last name, but she puts Grandma in front of her name, like Grandma Moses.
Yeah.
And she, like, they had her art in the Smithsonian. I kind of hate it because they're all calling her a naive artist, and her art is not naive at all. Her art is
very much tongue in cheek.
Just like, oh, she hasn't been taught art, but boy, she's very good at it. And you know, I just hate that, like, oh, you know, she's not like this famous trained artist, so she's a naive artist or a folk artist or something like that. Whatever. I like folk art, but I don't think of it as something separate from Picasso, you know, or whatever. Just because Picasso became famous and was trained or whatever. Anyway, fuck that shit. We're off to more garage sales. What a great start to the day. I'm a happy man no matter what else happens today.
Okay. So I'm in it for $12, but it goes for $20-$25, so...
So we're still having decent luck.
We're sailing, man.
We just found a place with full sets of non-sports cards for $2. Of course, they were mostly like Bible cards and...
Sesame Street card set.
Yeah, the Sesame... well, Johnny and I each got a set of Close Encounters of the Third Kind cards.
I've always wanted.
I used to have that. And Dinosaurs Attack cards. I actually bought packs of Dinosaurs Attack till I assembled a full set back in the day. But those were two replacements for stuff that...
Then let's go back a little bit further. You got, you got those comics too.
Yeah, I got a box of like 5 Dell comics. Like, there's a Tarzan, a Lady and the Tramp,
some Disney stuff,
and then a random Super Goof at the bottom.
And then
Super Goof.
You got a couple of Lord of the Rings books before that.
Yeah, I just got a beat up version of The Hobbit for 50 cents because I don't have the Hobbit on my. I'll get all the Lord of the Rings. I'll wait till I find a nice one, but I always like to have a copy of The Hobbit.
And then don't forget, we got all those Star Wars glasses.
Oh, yes, we got a bunch of mostly Empire and Jedi glasses. $1 a piece.
Horny tried to strong-arm me.
I walked out, I'm like, I'll take all the glasses, and he's just like, clink. The hell you will.
Yeah, you can say you want them all, but...
Uh-oh. I should have just thrown a $20 bill on top of them and like, they're all mine. Dick Storms did.
Yeah. All hail Tricky Dick.
Yeah.
All right, well, we're sitting up 5-2 right now, so we've got to get going.
Yep. Well, last week was almost no comics. This week it's almost like comic books at every garage sale.
It's crazy.
Unfortunately, now that I saw Scott Gardner's list of Charltons, I haven't seen a single Charlton comic today.
No. I picked up a bunch of nice condition DC Elvira comics.
Yeah, nothing, it's not the usual collection of 90s
Image.
Speculator collections.
Right.
There's just been general, like, yeah, Marvel and DC, regular old comics, a lot of stuff from the 80s, but like I got the, you know, old Dells and stuff. It's weird.
Yeah.
I
don't think we need to stop with this
one.
No.
I got a Death Rattle comic, Richard Corbin Death Rattle comic.
Gotta love that.
For, you know, whatever, a buck and change.
Yeah.
And I got a Flintstone Super 8 movie and a Disney characters unspecified Super 8 movie. Real short ones, too. Real small packaging. I've never seen ones like that.
I got one of those Popeye 8-color paint sets, and I think it's from the 50s, from my buddy Ken, who's a big Popeye collector.
If it's from the 50s, it's in, like, spectacular.
Well, the
condition.
Other one, Blondie, was from 1952.
Yeah, I thought they were remakes because they were in such, like, brand new...
Yeah, I mean, I bought the one.
...unaged condition.
And then I got one of those, what are they called, those plastic figures from the 60s, you know, they had the cowboys and the Indians.
Yeah, the Marks.
The Marks, yeah, I got a Marks figure, but I got one of a Japanese soldier.
Okay, there was one of the guy holding a telescope,
the binoculars. The orange one. That's the one that I got.
Oh, okay.
There was another one?
Yeah.
Oh, dude.
It was brown.
I didn't see it.
Yeah. There were some Mark's Monster ones there, too.
What?
Yeah, they were $10 a piece.
Oh, that's still worth it, though. It might be worth it to go back.
It might be. Well, we're right in the neighborhood.
We are.
You see, those Mark's ones, they're not super valuable. $10 might not be the best price for them. If they were the glow-in-the-dark ones, then you're talking $20-$30 a piece. But they weren't the glow-in-the-dark ones. So...
like this one? Frankenstein one?
Yeah, they were like... I think he had Creature from the Black Lagoon and Frankenstein, maybe. I'm guessing he had Frankenstein, because he definitely had a lot of Frankenstein.
We gotta go back there.
All right.
Definitely worth more than $10 a piece, especially if he wants to get rid of them. I'll drop you off here and go back. No, definitely, they're worth... and those are very sellable. People go for that stuff.
Yeah, they're just not in my... if they were worth $50 a piece, I'd want to pay $10 for them.
Well, but he's willing to deal, right?
Yeah. We'll find out. I'll show you that other one when we get there. It was just sort of sitting alone on a table, and then the monsters were across the way from him. All right. We're loading up. And that sound effect is right, man. We're spending money. We're in a neighborhood full of real garage sales. I just got 6 records for $10. One of them's an unopened. People doing covers of Yoko Ono songs, including Trio and Harry Nilsson. A Little Bit of Schmielsen, Supertramp, Famous Last Words, The Oblivion Express, a wild card. I don't know who they are, but I had to take a chance on them. What's this one? Oh, yeah, this Boston. Is Boston Third Stage on vinyl. And Ray Slick's band before the Great Society.
Yeah.
So
when she was married to Darby Slick.
Yep. So that's a pretty good deal. What did you got? Lots of Blu-rays there. Right?
I got 9 Blu-rays for $15, including all 3 Hobbits deluxe. What else was there? There was the.
You got Rogue One.
Rogue One, and then I got the Star Wars. There was 2 box sets on Blu-ray. Episodes 1, 2, and 3, and episodes 4, 5, and 6. Really nice selection of stuff. And I know Blu-rays are going out of print, but that makes me think that they're going to be worth even more.
Yeah, there's going to be people with Blu-ray players who aren't going to want to give up their Blu-ray players that are going to be buying Blu-rays.
Oh, there was a Black Panther in there. There was a How to Train Your Dragon still in a shrink wrap.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll do okay with those.
Especially when they're... That's what I've noticed about DVDs and Blu-rays on eBay is if they're still in the shrink wrap, you're golden, you know?
Because then there's no doubt.
Yep.
So, all right, well, we got at least 2 or 3 more to look at here, and it's getting hot.
All right. Cheap Trick, Singing the Move. Not that we got anything. I just want to talk about that last garage sale. I was inside looking, and they had all this doggy stuff. And then I see this box of doggy diapers, and
I've never seen pet wipes before.
And I'm like, pet wipes. And I'm like, you guys are telling on your dog here. You got an incontinent dog. And as I'm thinking that, I look up.
And there's like...
boxes, crates of adult diapers. And then as I'm walking out, there's like all these boxes full of... is that a garage sale? Yes, it is.
Sure is.
And boxes full of gallons of bleach, and I'm like, what the hell is going on in this house?
They're
is this
getting a rid big of the body?
Is this a giant piss party in that house?
Oh, that first guy's house that we went to in Webster, Basil. That was his name.
Basil.
Not Cornwallis. Basil.
Basil. Basil.
Or is it Basil?
What is it from Austin Powers? Anyway.
Anyways, we just saw a garage sale and we're about ready to go to it. And we keep on trying to get to this one place where everything must go, but we keep on stopping because...
That's what you gotta do. Hey, everybody. Johnny Bueno's tired. He's so tired. He's feeling tired, guys. The sun is making him sleepy, and he's been finding too many comics, and it's hurting his brain. He's so tired. Aww. Does Johnny need a little nap? I'll wake you up when it's all over. What a great confluence of you being tired and that song playing.
What were you saying before about sucking my meat?
I just said nothing about sucking your meat. I said you would get a gloved 10W-40 hand job if we found a copy of Action Number 1 and you had first dibs on it.
You didn't say which version.
And then it would be...
You didn't say which printing.
It would have to be a real Action Number 1 first printing. Not the fucking...
Treasury edition.
Famous first... No famous first editions. Famous first edition...
For a famous first edition,
I would oil up a fleshlight and shoot it out of an arrow at your dick for that.
I thought you'd be like fellatio.
No.
You know, to go along with the alliteration.
I'm not even giving. I'm not giving a blowjob even for Action Number 1. I don't know. I'm just afraid somebody would trick me on that one. But speaking of comics, they just don't stop today, man.
Yeah.
Last week, what it was almost no comics.
Did
we get any at all last week?
No, we didn't buy any comics.
Should we take this on to your trip to the bank machine?
I guess, if you'd like.
Do you think people could hear the beeps and know what you're... Well, we might as well take a little... We've been so successful that Johnny Bueno's got to go get money out of the bank. But yeah, we just went to another garage sale with what, like... 6-8 long boxes of dollar comics.
Yeah.
That were pretty good quality and all like minty
condition. But you made out the best because you got the box with all the Dark Horse Star Wars.
Dark Horse Star Wars. I got some like Boba Fett ones. I got some Shadows of the Empire, which I think are some good ones.
They are.
Some Rogue Squadron. Some Boba Fett. Some, I think I said Boba Fett.
You did.
And,
but some Jango Fett. There was no Jango.
No, there was no Jango Fett in Dark Horse days. Yes, there was. Actually, there probably were. Because they were around for the prequels. And there's no way that Dark Horse didn't use every character that they could. But, I got like 22 of them for $20. And... a $5 Super 8 projector that his mom bought from the Kodak gift shop because she worked there, and then put in a box and left for the last 60 years.
With your perfect Super 8 that you just bought.
Yeah, I just got two little short Super 8s. They got to be literally like 2 minutes long. They're the shortest Super 8s I ever saw, but I'll find more. I wish back in the day when I first started garage selling, I went to this one garage sale and they had, I'm trying to remember, I think the name of it was Castle, the company that made all the, you know, they would take all the horror and science fiction movies and convert them into Super 8. And they did all the classic and a lot of, like, B-movies, too. And they had a box full of them for, I think, $2 or $3 a piece. And that was in the days where I didn't carry enough money around in case I ran into something like that. And I remember buying, like, $40 worth from there and, like, supporting myself for a couple months off those. And I still wish that I had bought that whole box. So much good stuff. And then I regretted selling it because they were some great, you know, all the classic Universal movies and a lot of, like, what was it, Fantastic Voyage, where they shrunk the people down and put them into the guy's body. Regrets. Still sleepy? No. Still tired there, champ?
No. I just needed to get out of the hot there, the humidity. Gotta remember, I've been up since 5:30 this morning. Because that's what I get up for every day for work. Is the garage sale we want to go to?
No.
I don't think so.
No.
Looks like she's having a picnic. No, it's just that I was starting to feel a little lightheaded and wanted to make sure I got out of the heat so that you can continue with your show.
My show? It's our show, Johnny.
It's not our show. It's your show. It's not my show. I'm just a driver.
If you were just a driver, you'd be like my first driver and nobody ever heard him talk.
Well, I can arrange that if you like, but...
Hey, I can't say it's not your show. You're bringing... You're like... People you know listening for you, Johnny. They're listening for you. You shouldn't have. Well, he could say it's my show, but I share my show. And without a driver, where would the show be?
Local.
Yeah, very local.
You'd have to get yourself a anti-M picnic basket or a bike basket.
It would
to drive around with.
It would be fun to strike it rich and just hire an Uber driver.
There you go.
That would be what, like about $1,000 a day.
You can get a you can get a foxy driver.
You know that you always seem to break the very kind of soul of our heart with a hasty word that you just can't seem to recall. Honey child, honey lamb, honey baby, honey doll, honey pie. Now then, if this boy, now mind you, I says, if this here boy done broke your heart last night, honey child, honey lamb, honey baby, honey doll, honey pie, it's because he love you the most of all.
Oh yeah, man. Johnny Bueno and I are back on the road. Took a nice little break. Dropped some stuff off at Johnny's place. We've hit a couple garage sales, but...
Couple?
Probably like 10?
10.
Since
10.
Yeah. We keep finding clumps and clusters of them, but they're not very good. It's sort of like last week. Nothing to complain about because we're heavily laden down with good stuff now. That goddamn Rusty Lane place.
So we've got one last place, and this might be the same infamous place that led to me getting all worked up last year.
Oh, that guy?
Yeah. With all the records and all that.
He's got good records, though, I gotta say that.
He does.
I got some good comics there, but I didn't pay, like, the greatest price for them. But it was... I got the whole run of the first Bob Layton Hercules miniseries.
Yeah.
Which is one of my all-time favorites. All-time favorites. And he had that all in a set, and I can't remember how much it was, but it wasn't, like, a huge amount, but it was just like, come on. Especially since they were making it hard, like, my son has to pull out the comics and After advertising.
I think this is the same guy. So we'll go there just for shits and giggles. Mostly shits.
The funny thing is, he won't remember you.
No.
But you'll remember him. I got some. I got a few good records there. I seem to recall.
You did.
And
that was early on in our season last year, and one of the first times I got bristled. I got chapped.
I can't remember. He was talking about Bill Cosby albums, but I can't remember what he referred to. You know, he might have called him William Cosby or something like that. I don't remember, but it did. And then I was like, oh, you're talking about Bill Cosby. Yes, I know who Bill Cosby is. Everybody knows who Bill Cosby is. I've heard all his comedy albums from when I was a little shaver. But, yeah, he had a lot of... I think I got a couple Don Rickles albums there, too.
I think that's the one where you had the Don Rickles on the front cover.
Yeah.
Hello, Dummy.
Hello, Dummy. Yes.
No.
Estate Sale...
No.
Johnny says no go. No. 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 Badly no. All right. We went to, you might remember last year we went to one and Johnny ended up yelling at the guy and not buying anything. I think we were just talking about that. I don't know if we were talking about it on the show or if we were just talking to him. But, wow. Yeah.
I think it's time to go get something to eat.
Yeah. But this guy had a lot of comics, a lot of records. His records were obscenely priced this time, even more so than before. And then, like, super obscenely priced, and then he had half-price stickers on it. So instead of $50, it'd be $25. And they weren't in great shape at all. They smelled musty, and he's doing near-mint, you know, record store prices on them. So I just skipped over the records and... actually found Star Wars, Marvel Star Wars number 65 for $2. So that's how I want it. A little beat up and cheap. Some kid scribbled out the UPC symbol in anger in the back. Some little anarchist. And I got an old gold key Star Trek. Kirk versus Kirk. So I picked up Who Killed Captain Kirk and Kirk versus Kirk today.
Wow.
It's been a regular Kirkathon for me.
Kirk, you.
And a DC, like, 1979 dollar comic, Time Warp, Doomsday Tales, and other things. And as soon as I saw the cover, I'm like, I had this one. I would remember that butt anywhere. That's a Mike Kaluta lady. And sure enough, it's one I had when I was a little kid. So... I came away fairly happy at the last one. I was like, okay, I got these two $5 comics, the Time Warp and the Gold Key Star Trek. The Gold Key Star Trek is in just terrible shape. What would you say? That's like a one or a two?
Yeah, they all are pretty beat up.
Yeah. And so he's got $5 on that. $5. So that's 10 and two for the Star Wars. That's $12. I'm kind of overpaying him. But I want
to
start.
You totally overpaid him.
Yeah. And, So I'm like, take $10 for all three of these? He's like, I'll take 12. That would be fair. It's like, all right, buddy.
And then he got all snippy with me because he forgot to tell me that if it was unbagged and boarded, it was $2. But if it was a number one, it's automatically $5, no matter what the issue, which is what got me all worked up last year because he told me that after I took the comics to him.
Right.
And
right.
This time... he realized it, but he didn't pull the crap on me. But he kept on waffling on the Daredevil number 189, which has got a Frank Miller cover.
It's
but
like he, at best, did layouts inside. It was really kind of a Klaus Janson episode.
Yeah, exactly.
If I recall right,
it was
that one.
Exactly. If anything, the giant-sized Luke Cage number one was definitely worth more than $2. And he pulled that aside, and then he decided just to let it all go. But yeah, instead of giving me $20 for the 11 issues I bought.
Well, I liked how he was just like, this could be worth $100, and you're like, it's not. And he said, like, who knows, this could be worth a lot of money, and you're like, no, it's not.
I go, it's worth $6.
Yeah.
I said, but I'm not going to pay $6. It's only worth $2. Then he looked it up, and he couldn't find it on eBay. And then he couldn't find it on eBay, so he Googled, he talked into his phone. What did it tell him? It was worth $6.
Yeah.
What do I know?
Yeah. Hey, he's the expert. It's his sale.
Yeah, actually, it's his son's stuff. Yeah. He always tells you he doesn't know anything about it.
Yeah. But, he just doesn't want his son to, Dad, that was worth $500, Dad. That's what his son probably does, and then suckers his dad out of a couple $100 to...
So he can...
Come on, son, I'll buy you some chicken wings. Okay. Yes.
How about a new moped?
Yeah. That's what the kids want, right? I haven't seen anybody riding a moped in decades.
No.
They're probably outlawed. They're basically death machines for little kids.
Yeah, I mean, why drive a moped when you can drive a motorbike?
Yeah.
A dirt bike.
Yep.
Illegally.
I agree. All right. Well, we'll be back after lunch and tell you how it's going. Well, we're calling it quits. After that meal, it's almost 4 o'clock. It's time to go.
To a pool party.
They're all done. You're going to the pool party. I got to go feed a cat. Oh, yeah? And it was a good day.
It was a mighty fine day.
It was sunny. It was budget buster, budget stretcher.
It definitely was.
Finding stuff everywhere.
At good prices.
Yeah.
Mostly.
And speaking of which, it was a very Star Trek-y day, and we're listening to the animated series Star Trek music, which... I think rivals the original Alexander Courage stuff. It's obviously all built off it, but it's got some... It's sort of like the old Star Trek music with like 20% Space 99 wah-wah guitars thrown in around the edges. It's glorious.
There's cops ahead.
But we loaded up on comics today. No comics last week. Comics at pretty much almost every stop today somewhere.
That was crazy.
For the most part, yeah. Like even when we would be at some like I would get to one spot and there'd be a little pile of comics there, you know. Very, very weird. Very cool.
Not complaining.
Lots of records, but there were a lot of crap records. See, records are so in demand now that they're just going to get so picked through everywhere.
Well, we went to that one estate sale.
Just going to be Glenn Miller and stuff like that.
We went to that one estate sale, and there was a bunch of 8-tracks in the pictures, but they definitely weren't there when we got there.
They were gone by the time we got there. And, like, all their records were, like, Barbra Streisand, Burt Bacharach, which is okay if you like that horse shit, but I do not, so...
If you like that horse shit.
That happy horse shit.
Why is horse shit always happy?
I don't know. I guess it could be... Why is bat shit always crazy?
Exactly. These are the questions and more that we hope to answer in the next episode of the Groselle Bloat.
Yes, we might.
That's the Humper podcast after this one.
Yep, and due to our personal scheduling arrangements, we will probably be taking next weekend off.
Potentially,
that's what it's.
We'll see what they look. If it's too good, we
if
might
it's
just
too
go.
Good, we can't. Resist,
we might just
probably.
Go commando and just yeah. No list.
We just don't want. We just don't. Oh wow, throwing out without a net.
Yeah, commando.
Yes. Oh, you 812.
There's a cargo. Oh, you 812.
For unlawful carnal knowledge.
For unlawful carnal knowledge. Section 18.